You feel like you're back in the swing?
I feel like I'm home. You know, and it's so much fun to see Mike Munchak and Jerry Gray and Steve Brown and Bruce Matthews and Sean Jefferson. There's five coaches on the staff I've had a chance to coach. You know, and I'm not that much older. I'm only a year older than Munch, you know, and only a year older than Cubbon, but I guess I was pretty young when I was coaching those guys when they were still playing at a real high level. And so that's fun. It's been great for me to see just how good a head coach Mike Munchak is. And, you know, the thing with me and Jerry is that, you know, I've been Jerry's position coach, you know, and I've been Jerry's, you know, coordinator and head coach. And the fact that we get a chance to work with each other again and, you know, we're so much on the same page. And, you know, one of the things we've done for all these years that the years that we've been apart, we trade information so much back and forth about the league and about what we're doing. And the similarities defensively here were almost identical to what I've been doing in the years that I haven't been with Jerry. So it's just been a real good match and a real comfortable match for everybody.
How much have you and Jerry sat down and said, okay, you do this, I'll do this?
A lot. And you know what? Yeah. But that's how we've always been, you know. And one of the things that I love telling stories about, you know, my son over there that just graduated from Princeton many years ago, and now he's coaching. You know, Jerry Gray taught him how to backpedal, and Jerry Gray taught him how to be a defensive back at a pretty high level. And I can remember when I was Jerry's position coach how much I learned about coaching DBs from the guy I was coaching. We had some knockdown drag outs at that time, you know, and he taught me things as a player when I'm his coach. So, yeah, and we're very open, and we speak a lot, but we always have, you know. And like I said, even when we haven't been around, he's like a brother to me. I'm not that much older than him anyway. And that we've always called and remained in contact. And so we've done a pretty good job of trying to divide up the workload, you know. And just like I said just right now, as I'm enjoying, you know, working with Nate Kayser again. You know, I work with him at Jacksonville. And so I'm helping in the special teams there. I've been a special teams coordinator. And I've coached 16, 17 years in the special teams, too, in the National Football League when I was a head coach. I actively coached every single day in the special teams. So that's fun. You know, Arthur Smith is on this staff, and Arthur was one of my assistants at the Washington Redskins. So it's a very comfortable feeling of not having to sell or argue about ideas that we all believe in anyway.
Can you give us an example of something you've decided that he's better off doing, something you've decided?
Well, Jerry Gray is the best secondary coach I've ever been involved with. And so, you know, and I think one of the things, and you'll have to ask him, is that probably – you know, with me being around, he's been able to have his eyes and interest there more than having to do over everything else, you know. And the same thing with Mike Munchak. Mike Munchak, his comfortability is that, you know, he hasn't had to be in all the defensive meetings, you know, because of his comfortability with me that I'm in the defensive meetings. And so now Mike Munchak gets a chance to do what he loves to do, and that's coach offensive line. And even before I came back here, one of the things I talked to Mike about was that, you know, you got a chance to sit in that head coaching chair because you were – in my mind, he's the best line coach I've ever been with. And why not coach? You know, you have to do so many things as a head coach, and the thing you have the most fun with is coaching. Why don't you coach more? And so he's had a chance to do that, and Jerry's had a chance to do those kinds of things. And I've been able to have enough freedom to be involved with as much as, you know, they need me to be involved with. So that's been pretty fun.
Greg, there's been a lot of talk from the guys about how there's a new attitude that they sense. From your perspective, what are you seeing when you look out here and watch these guys working on the field? And
well, I don't know about the new attitude, because this is the attitude has been wherever I've been. And so that's fun to see them excited about playing, excited about competing. I've been really pleased. We've been really pleased with just the whole camaraderie of the team right now. And the mix of offense and defensive competition. You know, you see, you know, some of the things that Sean Jefferson and Sly Kroom has brought, you know, as new coaches over on the offensive side of the ball, and all of a sudden how the offense and defense is, they're competing, but there's a repartee of competitive banter back and forth, and they're having fun playing football. And sometimes we lose sight on how important it is to have fun playing football, and we should never, ever, ever apologize for competing. And that's what it is out here right now. Every day we got to compete, but we got to do it in a smart way so that we don't get people hurt. And that's the thing I've been watching that I think is my, you know, Coach Munchak, Jerry, everybody has been very pleased with, is how hard we're competing but protecting each other too. We're getting a lot done.
How much does this team need to, this defense need to dictate instead of being dictated to?
Well, you know, again, without, you know, going back and taking a look, and I really haven't taken a look at all the stats or anything from last year, is that it's always been kind of a philosophy of, you know, wherever I've been, wherever Jerry's been. And I learned that from Coach Ryan a long time ago. And I've been really blessed to be around some great football coaches in the National Football League, from the George Allen system to the Buddy Ryan system to the Dom Capers system to the Dick LeBeau system, Bill Peterson, you know, McPherson, all that kind of stuff. George Seifert had some mixtures in there. And the biggest probably influence has been that defensively we attack. And defensively, you know, if the focus is on us, we need to make sure we're taking care of how we're going to attack the offense, and have some says, and give the players the say. And I think those are one of the things you've seen here. And I think Jerry's done a really, really good job, you know, prior to me getting here. But even now, is that the players have checks and audibles. We tease them all the time about, you know, you have a toolbox, you know, pull the right tool out and use that you need to use when there's a mismatch, you know, when there is a time disadvantage or something that you need to gain an advantage, pull out the right tool. Let the players have the say. And, you know, and there's a lot of coaches in the National Football League that are afraid to give players say. I'm proud to give players say.
You still in the kind of filling out process of what you have?
Yeah. Every day is a filling out process. But I will tell you this, these past six OTAs, getting a better feel. You know, until you get a chance to see them sort through confusion, battle stresses, you know, battle fatigue, all those type. I mean, you know, watch them have matchups and battle through a wrong technique. Battle through an incorrect decision. Can they put that behind them and now just get ready to focus on the next play? You don't know those until you go through those. So, yeah, I'm still kind of sorting through all that stuff with the guys, but I've been real comfortable about seeing, you know, how aggressive they have been.
Hey, as far as your coaching style and how you approach things, do you kind of wade in slowly, or as far as making your voice heard more, is that something?
No, you know, we're all in this together, and that's, you know, there's not just one voice there. There's one message, and Mike Munchak gives us the message. He's the head football coach, and then we try, and not we try, but we go, and then we repeat that message to everybody through lots of different voices. And, you know, as good a teachers, as good a staff as this is that certain guys learn better from certain voices, certain people saying things. And then how do we reduce the clutter? As coaches, how do we, you know, not give them so many things to think about that we slow them down? And so we're all doing a really good job with that. I really believe that. I've been very, very impressed with how Mike and Jerry and Dal has gotten everybody on the same page so quick.
How do you think guys buying into what you're preaching, what all you guys are
doing? You know, the whole thing is that these guys are at the top of the profession and they're competitive. So from a buy-in standpoint, you know, you can't be afraid of competing. And what we're doing is now is we will mold the scheme to them. You know, Jerry's done a good job of that with all the years he's been in it, and that's one of the things that I've done every stop that I have made. I've changed what we do defensively from a schematic standpoint, not on what I like to call, but what they can play. And Jerry's the same way on that. He's done a very good job of that here. So I'm still getting feels of what each individual guy can do, and then when that guy steps on the field, then we've got to try to fit the defense to those people, to those skill levels.
Greg, you feel there are more eyes on you and what you're doing than in the past and how you go?
You know, I never have been worried about that, in all honesty. I've never been worried about that at whatever mark of my career has been in. I'm just happy that I get a chance to continue to do it one more time, each year. You know, multi-year contracts, all that kind of stuff. In the National Football League, it's a production business, and we're all on one-year contracts. And so I'm very, very happy that I get a chance to do it with familiar people.
Was there a time that you think maybe I might not be able to do it again?
No. I never once even thought that. Never once.
What kind of leadership you see available to you in your players?
Say it again.
What kind of leadership you see available?
You know, those are the things, is how fast do we get the players to go ahead and grab the leadership, you know? And I think some of the acquisitions that we brought in here have that naturally. You know, I think Bernard's done that naturally. And then I'm learning, you know, I'm watching Michael Griffin be more vocal. And I'm watching, you know, all the linebackers vying for that, because we want all, whatever linebacker package is in there, we want them to make sure that they're taking charge of that. And then it'll be fun to see once we get the pads on when the D linemen get a chance to do that. Right now, you know, the O-line and D-line are just suffering through practices and shorts. You know, you can only evaluate them so much, you know, because it's not about being in shorts for those guys on the line of scrimmage. So there are guys that are voicing their opinion out there, and that's fun to see. You know, the coaches aren't out there with them on game day, so we need the practices to be as close to that as possible, to where you see the guys deciding what they're going to do over what coaches say they're supposed to do.
Tommy Campbell kind of fit what you're looking for.
He's a good young player, you know, and I didn't know anything about him until I got here. You know, I didn't know a whole lot about him until I got here. Not a lot of film for me to evaluate, but he's having a very good camp. But it's not just him. You know, I think the secondary in general, you know, I think you've seen how competitive they've been and what a great job they've done on keeping the ball in front of them in practice. You know, and not letting the ball go over their heads and all that kind of stuff, and how good our safeties have been playing here in practice. And I think Jerry and Brett and Steve, of all three of those secondary coaches, I said, I don't know how many more secondary coaches we need around here. You know, it's funny to see all those guys working together. And, you know, that's not easy, you know, getting all those guys on the same page. And I'm making, you know, no mistake when I tell you this, Jerry's the best secondary coach I've ever been with. So it's fun to see him handle that.
You've been on the walkie-talkie calling in the
and Jerry stuff. Jerry has too.
But you've been doing it more. I mean, do you intend to be on the
sideline? Well, Mike will be able to tell you about all those, you know, things on how he has us divided up. But you'll see today in a couple of periods a day, Jerry will have it today, and you know we're trading off and doing all that kind of stuff. But the call structure I mentioned when we first when I had that first press conference here is that, you know, since Jerry and I've been together, we've done it together our whole careers, you know, and we'll continue to do that from the scripting and all that kind of stuff. He's doing a great job on how he's doing the scripts and all that kind of stuff, so really doesn't make any difference with that.
Do you worry, though, that if you're on the sideline, that gives every announcer every Sunday a chance to put a camera on you?
I think you guys know this, I don't play the cameras, and I don't worry about those type of things. Is that I worry about coaching and teaching and getting the players to listen and do the things that we need to do to play and create a home field advantage here, because the defense is playing so hard and so fast and so aggressive that the fans love it, and they'll cheer when the defense is out there, because that's how you get a home field advantage, because your defense has to play good.
You've got options in the secondary in terms of big nickel, small nickel, diamond. How much is it evolving in the league, what you do up front in those packages as well?
And we do that.
How significant is it?
Yeah, we do that.
Who the defensive linemen or the linebackers are?
Yeah, and we in all those packages we do, you'll see us mix and match, you know, the size of the linemen with the size of the linebackers and with the size of, do we have three safety packages? Do we have three corner packages? And we have a lot of ways to get every single player we got on the field. And depth charts really don't mean anything right now. And they really don't mean anything when it comes to the season, because if we dress 21, 22, 23, I don't know how many people we'll dress on game day, however many defensive players, there'll be packages that they're going to be playing on game day, not only in the special teams, but on defense too. And we've got a multitude of packages to play in situations to make sure we're giving as many pictures as we can to the offense. And we play the game through the quarterback's eyes and through the offensive coordinator's eyes. And so, you know, can they pick out what we're doing by what package is on the field?
But what was your, we didn't talk to you, I guess, at the introductory press conference, but what was your message, I guess, to the team or your defensive players when you first got here? What do you want them to take from you?
Well, aggressiveness is how we're going to be, and never, ever, ever apologize for competing. You know, we want to be as attacking as we can on defense. And we want to be able to set the tone of who we play against at all times, and so our offense can play off of that too, you know. But we'll play exactly how we have to play, and from a toughness standpoint, from an effort standpoint, you know, those were the things that we talked about doing. And everybody's going to get a chance to play.
Do you think some of that attitude, physicality, you know, swagger kind of been missing around here?
I don't know, but you know, that was one of the things Mike asked me to do when I got here. That was one of the things, and you might ask that for Mike. I don't know. I don't want to speak for him on that, but Mike asked that, you know, about how we practice and stuff, is to for me to be participant of that.
Do
And maybe, I don't know, you guys were here for, since I left, I don't know, but that was one of the things he asked.
How much will this defense be like the defense was when you were here, which I know is ancient history, but...
There are certain things that we still do from those years. In fact, Jerry, when he's taught those schemes here this spring, he's brought back films from those 2 years here, my last 2 years here. He brought, there's some packages and there's some exact calls that we do from those years. And one of the things, too, is I love to get Blaine and Marcus and, you know, some of the Eddie Robbins, some of those guys are here when they're going to come around and may have them speak at training camp about some of those things that we were doing back then and give the players another sounding board to hear exactly how we want it done and how what they fought through to get jumps on opponents. And then we've evolved and Jerry's evolved. We're doing some things together here that we did together in Buffalo and Washington. We're doing some things. And then we're doing some things here that I did at Tennessee, at Jacksonville, and New Orleans. You know, so it's a blend of everything just right now, so that we have it set up to use what's best for the players, not what's best for the coaches, what's best for the players.
What made that 2000 defense so good?
It was a really, really fast, very, very tough defense. You couldn't outrun them. And you couldn't out-hit them in that respect. And the thing that I think was most precious about that group of guys was their empowerment. They believed with all the heart it was their defense. They believed it was theirs. And a lot of people don't realize how many and how big a voice all those guys had in our check systems and our call structures and that kind of stuff, the voices that they have. And I see Jerry doing the same thing here, which is good. All right.